on the inadvisability of starting a work pianissimo. It seems the Berlin audience weren't quite so quick as the Parisians to settle down and shut up. But all this would have only heightened the feelings of pride and pleasure among Paris's artistic elite. Didn't it all just prove that they were the true avant-garde, that they welcomed the genuinely new, the innovative in art, while even the capitals, the leading cultural communities of the other major powers, struggled and blamed the artists for their own failure to understand? Stravinsky could bask in his first great triumph, and Paris, later to become his adopted city, could bask in its own.
Music in Its Time was presented by Stephen Johnson and produced in Cardiff by Chris Taylor. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 on FM, on digital radio and live online in high-definition sound. It's 11 o'clock and now World on 3 with Mary-Ann Kennedy.
I think that's the producer's joke just to make me feel at home. The sound of an Ard Gower rush hour. Jimmy Sutton there coming courtesy of Virginian old time stars The Hot Seats from their new album Grandad's Favourite. Welcome to World on 3. I'm Mary-Ann Kennedy, hoping I'll find a few favourites for yourselves tonight, whether it be Garifuna Hero, Aurelio, or the northeastern sweet and raw harmony of the Young'uns. Our session guests, the voice of Saharan exile Aziza Brahim, and maybe this will do it for you too. It did for Nick Luscombe on Lake Junction Wednesday night, and it certainly hypnotised me when I heard it then. Jesu Morikante comes from a family with great Mali Guinea musical credentials, from the boss of legendary Les Ambassadeurs to a relative credited with having introduced the guitar to Guinea. But Jesu Mori has the chops himself, being a regular with Salif Keita's band, and we can hear him take the spotlight here with a track from his album River Strings, Maninka Guitar. Thank you.
Yo mano di kuluso, angi tene buisunje. Yo mano di kuluso, angi tene buisunje. Muato mwenyo tunde twari sangai, ngamushisa ni mayoso. Di kalunya sumbile, odi bata ngatungile. Ngibane di besa, tata Nzambi, Nzambi ya mpungu. Mpangi ame, kambadi amie. Yo mano di kulusu, angi tele buisunje. Yo mano di kulusu, angi tele buisunje. Muatu mwenye tunde twa disengeng, kamushisa ni mayoso. Ika
kalunga sumbile oni bata katungile ibane dibesa tata nzambi zambi ya mpungu pangyame kamba diamye olelu mwano wa soka na diyala dienge odiyala mwano wa useka kumbata diami wakala kala ye udia useka kamimeza wakala kala ye udia useka kamimeza wende sadika lo diami gina shisa pala nami wamono divu wa diami tala divu wa diami wamono divu wa diami tala divu wa diami ah meu camba a minha vida é fracasso. A mulher abandonou-me e casou com outro. O novo marido é vagabundo. Ele não gosta de trabalhar. A casa e o carro que eu deixei para meus filhos, ele que usa. Este senhor passa os dias em casa, a comer, a beber e a dormir na mesma cama que eu deixei. A mesada que eu pago no fim do mês, ele que gasta. Oh, meu Deus, tala de voa de ami. Ah!
Maninka guitar from the Mandé people of Guinea and Mali with Jesse Morikanti, leading on to Angola's Ricardo Lembo and Makina Loka. Congolese rumba and vintage Cuban song go into the mix for Lembo, working these days out of Los Angeles. And that song was called Dikulusu, a heavy cross to bear, the complaint of a man who says his alimony does nothing but pay his ex's new partner's dissolute lifestyle. A second sampling for me there from this album, La Rumba Soyo. This is Marianne Kennedy on World on 3, and it's my pleasure now to introduce tonight's session guests, Aziza Brahim and her band. Aziza's family come from now Moroccan-occupied Western Sahara, brought up in an Algerian refugee camp, educated in Cuba and now based in Spain. For all the roaming, though, her songs are firmly centred on home, as we'll hear with this first song from her new album, Sautak, a song inspired by the events of the Western Sahara Gedem Ezik protest camp, which Noam Chomsky suggested were the real start of the Arab Spring. Thank you.
I'm not afraid to die.
Fantastic start there. Aziza Brahim in session here at the BBC's Maida Vale Studios for World on 3 with her band, who are tonight Guillaume Aguilar on electric bass, Pep Mendoza and Ignacy Cusso on guitars, and Nino Roca on percussion. Aziza, welcome to the programme. You're joined here by Danielle Smith, who's translating for you tonight. Tell me first of all just a little bit about the story behind the Gede Musique and the events the song that inspired the song.
Gede Musique surgió después del desmantelamiento del campamento de la dignidad saharaui, que fue el inicio de la primavera árabe en los territorios ocupados del Sahara Occidental.
Gede Musique was inspired after the dismantling of the camps of resistance, the camps of dignity that were set up in 2010 and were marked the beginning of the Arab Spring.
Y lo que cuenta la canción es cómo se ha ido preparando todo el montaje del campamento en sí, que lo formaron más de 25.000 personas saharauis que viven bajo ocupación marroquí en los territorios ocupados, y que fue desmantelado después de unos dos meses, que son gente que solo reclamaba por derechos sociales.
The song talks about how these camps of resistance were set up, which numbered about 25,000 people from the occupied territory, represented a portion of the population that live under the occupation. And then it talks about how these were brutally dismantled after about 2 months of existing.
Now, most, if not all, of our listeners will be very familiar with the Arab Spring and many of the events that have taken place there. But the Western Sahara and its place there is something that people won't know so much about. So could you just tell us a little of the history of that?
Bueno, realmente no se habla de que la primavera árabe empezó en los territorios ocupados del Sahara Occidental, porque son unos territorios que están bajo ocupación y que, desde luego, desde los medios de comunicación nunca han querido relatar el hecho en sí de cómo ha pasado.
We don't hear very much about the events of Gede Musique in the context of the Arab Spring, because Western Sahara is a territory that lives under an occupation that doesn't allow really for any access to free media.
Y yo pienso que lo que pasó en el Sahara ocupado es igual de parecido que lo que pasó en el resto de los países árabes. Son gente pacífica que luchaba por sus derechos esenciales, su libertad de expresión y su derecho al trabajo y a la vida digna.
What happened in occupied Western Sahara is what happened in a lot of the other Arab countries. It was normal people who stood up to claim their rights to live a life of dignity, to have human rights and to be respected.
And this history goes back many years, and of course you were born and brought up in refugee camps in Algeria. What is your own memory of growing up in that circumstance?
Yo sí crecí en un campo de refugiados, pero hasta que no tuve uso de razón, realmente yo no pensaba que era un campo de refugiados. Yo siempre creí que eso era mi tierra.
Really, until I became conscious, politically conscious, I thought this was... I wasn't aware that I was growing up in a refugee camp. I just, you know, realized that we were living a very precarious life, that we were dependent on aid to survive, and that this was a function... I thought this was my land, that this was a function of us being a poor people who had been, you know, who were there just trying to survive.
Well, it's maybe appropriate that we have this next song, Laji, which means refugee, at this point in the session. We'll let you, Aziza, go and take your place over at the tabal.
Sí, que se la dedico a todos los refugiados del mundo.
And she's I'm dedicating this song to all the refugees of the world.
Thank you so much, Aziza. And actually, just while Aziza's setting up, Daniel, perhaps you can tell us just a little bit about the event that Aziza is over here in London to take part in tomorrow night.
Well, I'm personally very excited. The Sahara Soul concert tomorrow night, Saturday. It's going to be, I think, a fabulous gathering of wonderful talent from all over the Sahara, which I think will express the continuity and the variation that exists there at the same time. And Aziza will be in great company, and they will be in great company with her.
The Barbican tomorrow night for Sahara Soul, but Maid of Ale tonight for Aziza Brahim and Laji.
Ten years, one allergy, allergy.
Thanks to Aziza Brahim and her band. More to come later on World on 3 from the studio session, but also a heritage track as well from Aziza. Now, amongst the myriad centenary commemorations of the start of the Great War this year, there have been several albums released, and amongst them, this collection of new songs from some of the great young voices of English folk, inspired by the stories of ordinary people. Songs for the Voiceless is neatly summed up by Bellowhead's John Bowden, who says that for all the iconic image is of the Tommy going over the top, it's important to remember that this image represents 8 million individual men, all with their own desperate situations to deal with. And the Voiceless for the project means not just those who went to the front, but those left behind who had their own trials to face. The young'un's Sean Cooney was inspired by the story of a Leicestershire schoolmaster who went off to war with a prayer book from his pupils in his pocket. It was still there when he was killed in action, and the bloodstained book was brought back home to Thringston, to his school and to his students. This is the story of Theo Jones.
At Thringston School late in the spring, 100 tongues did sweetly sing, and loud amongst the licit tongues sang the young headmaster, Theo Jones. But when the summer came along, the drums of war drowned out their song, and Theo Jones made up his mind to leave young Thringston School behind. With autumn leaves he marched away to Hartlepool. He made his way there in the gift his pupils gave, a book of prayer to keep him safe. Winter wind sang like a ghoul. A box arrived at Thringston School, bearing the book that caused great moans. Stay blood of Theo Jones. But winter will return to spring, 100 tongues once more will sing, 100 lambs things will skip and play. 100 years will slip away. The iron door banged shut. They got you in the John where they want you. You'll claw the walls before they're through with you, and all your demons come to haunt you. You'll curse the day, you'll fear the night, you'll live on water and stale bread, until your flesh tweens and you're hosting up your bleed and the granite cage at Peterhead. Oh, Don John, where are you got? There's friends outside who'll no forsake ye. We pale blue forgets me not. I fear there's time they're out to break ye. Hear the measured steps outside. Psychopaths decked out in navy twill. Hold your breath until you're sure they've passed your cell. Sadistic bampot suit to maim and kill. Someone screams, thank Christ it wasn't you. One mere poor bastard driven off his heed. The drugs are kicking in, your mind is all breed. In the granite cage at Peterhead. Don John, where are you got? There's friends outside who'll no forsake ye. We pale blue forgets me not. I fear this time the roots to break ye. Your bed at night to call to sleep and fear to dream. You paid the price in full that martyrs have to pay who dare to swim against the stream. Regrets and doubts, you must have had your share, for in every floor that grows there's aye a weed. You sacrificed your life for socialism's creed in the granite cage at Peterhead. Oh, Don John, we all you got. There's friends outside who'll no forsake ye. We pale blue forgets me not. I fear this time the roots to break ye. We pale blue forget me not. A favourite flower of our dear MacLean. You dare to blossom where cement and cobblestone join forces to make sure you stand alone. But in every crack, while another flower grows, the day is yet to come, but get speed. When all the wee flowers rise up and spread their seed o'er the granite cage at Peterhead. Don John, where are you got? There's friends outside who'll no forsake ye. We pale blue forgets me not. I fear this time the root to break ye. The iron door bangs shut.
Ewan McLennan's powerful delivery of Alistair Hewlett's song The Granite Cage, the brutal Peterhead prison in northeast Scotland that was incarceration for one of the towering radical figures of Red Clydeside in the early 20th century, John McLean, pursued and persecuted by the authorities as a potent force with potential for revolt and sedition. He was also relentless in his opposition to war and conscription. I wonder what he would have made of the Songs for the Voiceless, an album in aid of the poppy appeal. We heard the Young'uns there, and they'll be joined on the live tour in November by the likes of Bella Hardy, Tom Oakes and Ian Stevenson. This is World on Three with Mary-Anne Kennedy, and I think we need a wee bit of respite now. So let's take that from the mainland island boy band that is Skerry Vohr, sharing a healthy dose of Tyree DNA with myself and the Shipping Forecast, an island that plays host each summer now to their Tyree Music Festival, which brings a couple of thousand folk together for a weekend in a wee place whose regular population is somewhere in the region of 700. Appropriate then that their new album should be called Chasing the Sun. And here's a couple of tunes from Martin, the younger of the two Gillespie brothers. This is The Rut. Best not ask why.
ever so low.
A real world revisit to one of the pop breakthroughs of world music. Sheila Chandra and Ever So Lonely, of course, part of the celebratory triple album Splurge to mark the silver anniversary of Peter Gabriel's Real World label. Loads to choose from in that collection, from totemic albums such as Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Michael Brook, to personal favourites for me such as Earlo Leonard and Martin Bennett, to this from Kenyan lyre master and singer Ayub Ogada. And a song that he originally composed as part of a high school band. But this reworking of a traditional Luo song was ultimately to find its way onto his real world release in Mana Kuoyo. This is Kotpiro.
Ah, yeah.
Che lurudo che tala. Uma puinja. Cospiro. Che lurudo che tala.
magwetia isenge.
Oh la la.
Ya kumisona magwetia isenge.
Oh la la.
Aparomansi magwetia isenge. Aya.
Lodito mi magwe. Leaders, you should look out for the people, not for your own benefit. Indeed. Instrument maker and singer Gaetano Otira Tepyerye, the leader of Acholi Machon from the Acholi people of northern Uganda, a tribe designated originally soldier class by colonial rulers and which also infamously produced Ugandan ruler Idi Amin. The stance of Acholi Machon, a posse of indeterminate numbers, sometimes up to 15, is somewhat different, as you can see from their album title, Lamwong, Freedom Fighters, and their songs of protest are brought to a wider audience by musical explorer and producer Ian Brennan, whose work you'll also maybe know through other discoveries of his, such as Rwanda's The Good Ones and the Malawi Mouse Boys. This is Mary Ann Kennedy and World on Three. And if the past couple of years of debate and campaign leading up to last week's referendum yielded anything, it gave us enfranchisement on a scale previously unheard of, and a grassroots movement with artists and creativity right in at the active heart of matters. In an era where folk and politics often seem to have become parted from each other, it was quite a thing to see them reunited during remarkable times. One of the voices raised high was that of Dick Gochen, but his has always been one where song, comment and conviction go hand in hand. So it's entirely appropriate that his should be the first voice on a new collection celebrating the trades union roots of the oldest indie label of them all, Topic Records, marking their 75th anniversary this year. Created in collaboration with the General Federation of Trades Unions, who themselves are a grand old 115 this year, the songs span from the 1700s to the present day, and in the case of the song that Dick sings, both in one, from his classic Handful of Earth album. This is Leon Rosselson's song of the original socialists, the Levellers and the Diggers, World Turned Upside Down.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the lands.
Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. From the men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroying their corn. They were dispersed, only the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. The earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the order came to cut them down.
Tell me where the work has all gone. Long time I have travelled and never found none. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. Provisions you buy from a shop, it is true. But if you've got no money, there's none there for you. So what are poor folk and their families to do? And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. You go to a shop and you ask for a job. They answer you there with a shake and a nod. 'Tis enough to make poor folk to turn out and rob. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. You see working people walking the street from morning till night for employment to seek. And scarcely they have any shoes to their feet. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times.
So come all working people. we all join together, we can turn it around. Freedom is turning the world upside down. Sing all the good times of old England. In old England, very good times. Come on, working people, and stand to your ground. If we all join together, we can turn it around. Freedom is turning the world upside down. Sing all the good times of old England, in old England, very good times.
Another voice for whom song is as much for action as for comment. Roy Bailey with The Hard Times of Old England. And the whole topic collection, Voice and Vision, Songs of Resistance, Democracy and Peace, is dedicated to two of the giants of the Labour and Trades Union movements, Tony Benn and Bob Crowe. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three. More from our session guest tonight now, somebody else for whom song and political comment go hand in hand. Sahrawi singer Aziza Brahim and her band, and they're going to give us next the title track from her new album, Sautek, Your Voice. Sautak from Sahrawi singer Aziza Brahim and her band over in London to take part in a very special concert, Sahara Soul, later tonight. Saturday night, I should say, just to be clear, at the Barbican with members of other fantastic bands, including Tamacrest, Tanariwen, and Tartit, all taking part. Aziza, that was the title track to your new album, Sautak. Your voice, lyrically, the songs are obviously completely connected to Western Sahara and the situation of the people of the Sahrawi refugee camps. But musically, it's a bit more of a mixture. Tell us how that mix comes together.
Pues por todos los viajes que he tenido a lo largo de mi vida.
Due to all my travels in my life, I've been influenced by other kinds of music, and that's reflected in what you hear in my songs. But of course, what really is the backbone to every song is that they talk about my reality, my people, and what they're going through.
Now, your travels and your life experiences have obviously brought in a whole lot of musical experiences. I think your musical tastes are very varied as well. What particular music and musicians inspire you?
Yo en mi casa desde pequeña he escuchado mucho rock argelino. Mis tíos traían cassette de Argelia, pero también hemos escuchado mucho música también.
In my home, my family used to bring lots of music from Algeria, Rai music, and so we listened to that, and we listened to Medeh, which is spiritual music, and we also were very influenced by music from Mauritania, like Dimi Mint Abba. But of course, one of the musics that has really had a real impact on me in my life was music from Mali, especially Alifa Kature, who for me is one of the greatest.
Well, we asked you as well, Aziza, to bring something along tonight to share musically, picking up on the heritage tracks from our Commonwealth Connection series throughout the first half of the year here on World on Three, and having listened to what your family would be bringing in to listen, it's maybe not a surprise to hear what you've chosen. Tell us about this special track that you've brought in.
Pues yo escogí Araih porque es una canción de un argelino, Dahman al-Harrashi, aunque la popularizó.
I chose this track by this Algerian artist, Araih, which was made popular by Khaled, because it speaks of exodus, it speaks of themes that touch my reality, because our people have been living in exile and have lived in many exiles, because not just the exile in Algeria, but it's exile in lots of different other countries around the world. So they've been living this theme over and over again in different places, and it's something that I truly identify with.
fantastic live experience there. Khaled with Rashid Taha, Fodel and Yaraya from the album Un, Deux, Trois, Soleil, the heritage track of Aziza Brahim, with me here in the studio for tonight's session on World on 3. And Aziza is back over with the band and we're going to have one more song from herself. We've been joined by Danielle Smith from the human rights arts charity Sandblast, who's been helping with the translation. So just tell us quickly, Danielle, what this last song, La Palabra, is about.
So the last song, La Palabra, means the word in Spanish. And I know that for Aziza, the word is a very powerful notion in her life as the way to express what's going on, as a way to communicate to the world, and a peaceful way of resisting.
Danielle, thank you very much. Aziza.
Nothing.
Thanks again to Aziza Brahim and her band tonight. Aziza was on vocals and tabal drum. Joining her in the band were Guillaume Aguilar on electric bass, Pep Mendoza and Ignacy Cusso on guitars, and Nino Roca on percussion. And they play the Barbican in London as part of Sahara Soul later tonight, Saturday night. This is World on Three with Marianne Kennedy. And next, some bluegrass heaven, both players and songbook. Jerry Douglas pulls together a superstar lineup, including Tim O'Brien and Sean Camp, to pay and play tribute to their great heroes, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Hence, one of the best band puns in a long time. And musicians do so love their wordplay. Here, with Some Old Day, are the modern day Foggy Mountain Boys, the Earls of Leicester.
Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day, you wait for me and pray. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet day they'll dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day.
Wait. I won't turn back, Lord, I won't turn back. won't turn back anymore.
Vermont's wonderful Sam Amidon and Won't Turn Back from his new album Lilio, recorded in Iceland with Valgeir Sigurdsson. And before that, some Irish-rooted rumbustiousness from a young brother duo currently also doing their thing in Vermont and in upstate New York, Vinny and Joe Ferris, a.k.a. the Green Beans, from their debut album. And first up, from the genre that gave us the original great brother acts and so many wonderful duo voices onwards, bluegrass royalty, the Earls of Leicester, paying tribute to Earl Scruggs and Leicester Flat. And yes, I was that slow that it took a while for that one to sink in. I played something from this next album last time out, but there is something very lovely about the music of the Garifuna people of Honduras, as given to us first by Andy Palacio, and whose legacy was passed on to his great friend Aurelio Martinez. Aurelio's latest album is a tribute to his roots and culture, for sure, but most of all to his mother, Maria, one of his musical inspirations and song collaborators, who dreamt herself of a singing career once upon a time, and who must therefore be doing the super proud mama thing these days. Little wonder, with gems like the title track from the new album, Landini.
Manigana voy a landire. Anya kera mucho arabo. Manigana voy a landire. Anya kera mucho arabo. Arigapana ya. Namula luana, laru tuna, laru tuna, kura paka, arigabana ya. Namula luana, laru tuna, laru tuna, kura paka. Mega iluwa ya.
Following on from Aurelio's Landini were the Nubian singers and frame drummers Nuba Noor with their current single Desileman, to be found also, incidentally, on the Celebration 50th sampler from our F-Roots magazine pals, 35 years old this year to boot. And last up was an Egyptian connection, following on from Nuba Noor, percussion master Hossam Ramzi, from the fourth in a series of albums rooted in Egypt, but looking out as well to Morocco, Brazil and India in instrumentation and influence. And that's where I leave you tonight. The final music comes from an artist described by Salif Keita as the greatest singer in Mali. Kassimadi Diabaté joins French cellist Vincent Segal and kora player Balaké Sissoko, already an established and very beautiful duo, for this lovely new album, Kirike, the horse's saddle, an important totem in griot culture. This is Hera. Good night.
Que la yeli yeli no te duñe solo del mundo de Jesús. Se tu kuma ke na mere te fanta ke sira mori koroke ke la jeli gunti denga jula kala jula sangwe sangwe tu. Na mere te fanta ke sira mori koroke ke la jeli gunti denga. Why not? I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going Kakunya na koro kamata kama vila take aleno narimba Kunya na kura kamata kakunya na koro kamata.
Malian singer Kasimadi Djabate from his new album, Kirike. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's coming up to 1 o'clock.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night here on Radio 3. I'm Katriona Young and I'm starting tonight with a celebration of one of the world's great orchestras, the Amsterdam Royal Concertgebouw. Not a concert exactly, but performances from the archives, all supervised by their chief conductor throughout the 1990s, Ricardo Chailly. We'll hear them in a typically wide variety of repertoire, from Tchaikovsky to Leonard Bernstein, via one of their own native composers, Tristan Kurys. They gave the world premiere of his organ concerto in 1993. But before we hear that, here they are in 1995 with Wagner, music from Götterdämmerung.